Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Michael Kraft and Catherine Bridgewater from the North Coast Small Business Development Center. We're going to talk about a new program called the Food Producer's Flight. Can you tell me where that term came from and what this program is?
Well, a flight is it's something we stole from your friends in wine tasting. So if you go from Chardonnay through the Balzi red wine, you have done a flight. And that's kind of what our flights are like. People do a series of workshops that are designed specifically for that group. Along with that, they have one-on-one business counseling with one of our excellent business advisors. And we've got peer networking. They learn a lot from each other. And then there's some other stuff. And by the way, a flight also shows up in rodeo. You'll just have to trust me on that.
Okay, rodeo. Everybody's Googling that right now, I'm sure. And then who's appropriate for this food flight program that you're going to be offering?
Anybody who is serious about producing as a business value-added food products. So that could be anything from growlers of beer through sauces and jams, pickling and canning, those sorts of things.
And how long is the program that people would be enrolling in?
The program is 8 months long. It starts on May 31st, and it goes through December.
Okay. So that's a pretty big time commitment. It's not, I'm sure, every day. Does it meet like once a month during that time period, or...?
Participants will attend a monthly workshop on the industry-specific topics, and they also meet with a business advisor at least once a month.
Are there any sort of requirements for the individuals who are applying? Are you looking for a particular group of people, or are there any income guidelines or that sort of thing?
Thanks for asking about the income guidelines. There are income guidelines. The program is funded through the County of Humboldt, and they have their funding from the Community Development Block Grant Program through the state. And so it is for low to moderate income individuals who have 80% of the median income for Humboldt County as their total household income.
Are there certain things that you're finding that people who are interested in food producing that they kind of need to get themselves off the ground? Are there certain skills? Or I think of food producer, that I think of them being really good at making this food. You're making this jam. Everybody says it's great. They say, wow, we wish we could buy it in the store. But what sorts of skills and experience do they need to get that business to the next step?
There are quite a few. And as we said, you know, we're looking for people who are serious about doing this as a business. So a lot of folks will face the choice about, do I produce this myself or do I contract with somebody? And what are the pluses and minuses, both in quality and in cost? And can I trust the people? All of that kind of thing. We have a workshop that will have that in it, and that's certainly a big deal. Just understanding your finances. And if you're tied to seasonality, you know, if you're canning salmon, you know, you will have a lot of cash flow at one point, and then what do you do the rest of the year? Can you put those skills to use? And if you have a production facility, can you put that to use? How do you market yourself? And for value-added packaged products, a lot of folks will find that they need to go outside of the county to be able to sell enough. So how do you do that? How do you get visible? And obviously, we benefit a lot from the fact that you can be on the web, make your product visual, but it's also really helpful to connect with some people in some key markets for your kind of product.
So I think a lot of people, you know, probably the first time they made something, they made it in their own home kitchen. Are there any plans for commercial kitchens in Humboldt County that you know of? Or is that something that you're looking at, is how can you hook people up with the spaces that might be available for them to produce their food?
So I think our part of that will end up being in the business advising. The people will have those sorts of discussions with their business counselor. I do happen to know of two things where concrete progress is happening right now. The Redwood Acres Fair is building out some kitchens and kind of a food incubator space. And the city of Arcata is adding to the food work. So you may be aware of those things, but those are two places that folks can look. And the kind of regulation around food is also part of what we'll go into in the workshops and probably in the one-on-one business counseling. Because going from your kitchen to being truly legal, mm-hmm, is both a very big deal in regulatory terms, but it's also expensive and confusing.
Mm-hmm. And food safety is such a big issue because, you know, that can just, you know, cause such a problem for a business if you're not taking care of that right off the bat.
Yeah.
So one of the things I really like about this program is the idea that these people are going through as a cohort so they can kind of play off each other, you know, learn from each other some of the things that they've learned about things that might not be covered in the class. And is that kind of by design?
It certainly is endemic to every cohort that we do. In some cohorts, we really add time for that to happen. In others, it happens as part of the workshop. One of my favorite things I ever saw in working with these flights is that we had a group of building contractors. And these guys are really competitive with each other. And the market was softening, so this pie was getting smaller. There was even more reason to be competitive. So you had, and these were all men, so you had 9 men around the table with their arms crossed, and they would not talk to each other for a while. After the cohort was over, they had gotten to the point where they were willing to converse. In fact, they got pretty good, and some people partnered up in ways. And I started seeing several of the same trucks that would be there on Thursday night on Wednesday mornings at Starbucks. So they were getting together voluntarily to keep it going. And that went on for probably another year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice to see the continuing of that project and see how people work together. Who do you have so far? Who's signed up for this so far? Or what types of business, I should say?
So far, we have several applications from bakers and lacto-fermented goods.
Okay, I've got to ask about that because I've gotten into that a little bit myself. What types of things are they fermenting?
So far, I've heard kimchi, sauerkraut, and pickles.
Okay.
And then there's like a whole bunch of other ideas for down the road.
Uh-huh.
Are pickles a lacto-fermented product?
Yes, they are.
I learned something.
Well, they can be pickled in vinegar or they can be fermented in a crock, just like sauerkraut can.
Son of a gun.
Okay. I'm sure you'll learn a lot about food in this program. So what other types of foods are people interested in? Tell me more about the bakers. A lot of people are really interested in gluten-free products. Have you been seeing some gluten-free bakeries coming about or
yeah,
what types?
Yeah, we had one person come to one of our informational meetings who was a gluten-free bakery. We also have somebody who's using locally milled grains to start their bakery. And then cheesecake, low-calorie, taste-good desserts.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of baked goods that I can think of.
We'd love to have somebody doing growlers of beer. That would be a good addition.
Uh-huh. Oh, we do have one person who is working on a healthy soda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they were talking about how all the high schools are getting rid of the soda machines. And so to find a way to get back into that market, it has to be healthy.
Right. To carbonate something that isn't loaded with sugar.
That.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, if somebody were listening to this right now and thinking, you know, I've been developing this idea and I would really like to be involved and take advantage of this, what might they do to get involved with this program?
I would guess the first thing they should do is check out our website at northcoastsbdc.org/food. And that has some information about the program. It also has our contact information and applications that they can print off and submit to our office. So ultimately, they need to apply for the program. We had the deadline, and we wanted more people, so we extended the deadline. So if somebody wants to apply, they should do so very soon. Then they can always call me. My number is 445-9057, and I can answer any questions.
Great. Okay. Anything else you'd like to say about this program that I didn't ask you?
I'm really pleased with what's coming together here. I think Catherine's done a great job of designing the workshops, and I'm pleased with the group of people that I see coming together. I think it's going to be an interesting experience, an interesting group to learn from. I don't think we're going to do this one a lot because it's just not a huge industry, and so this is potentially a rare opportunity.
Okay, so people should call soon and get involved with this program. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Michael Kraft and Catherine Bridgewater. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and I forgot I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.